This is My Daily Grace, 7 minutes of spiritual reflection and devotion with Dr. Cynthia Turner.
At the beginning of the new year, like most, I generally take inventory of those inadequacies in my lifestyle and then decide what my resolutions will be for the year, whether it is exercising more and eating better, or being more prudent in my personal finances, studying the word more, or being more patient and kind towards others, spending more time with my family and friends, or whatever I have deemed that more, or for that matter, less will be for me for the year. And interestingly, I seem to always find myself visiting the book of Daniel in the Bible for inspiration and motivation as I lay out my resolutions. I guess one reason that the book of Daniel has come to serve that purpose for me over the years is because I truly believe that fewer books of any sort reflect the essence of purpose and depict balance better than that of the book of Daniel. While many of us are likely familiar with that which is chronicled in this book, let me just quickly remind us that it details, among other things, the powerful story of how the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were friends of Daniel, refused to bow down to a giant gold statue that was built by the reigning king Nebuchadnezzar, and how they were thrown into a fiery furnace as a death sentence. But because of their faith and resolve to solely reverence the one and only God, the story ends with our Lord receiving honor and glory as the onlookers witness with astonishment these men's preservation in the midst of the darting flames as they emerge walking around unharmed and unscathed in the furnace with the appearance of another who was credited as being the Son of God. What a wonderful reminder for us all that when we refuse to bow down, when we resolve not to give in to any worldly pressure that will eclipse our devotion to God, how He is with us and how He will deliver us unharmed and untouched by our opponents. And then there's the story of Daniel himself, who rose to the rank of governor of a province. And because of his notoriety, there were those who were jealous and consequently devised a plan to use his very own faith to harm him. Specifically, they recognized that Daniel prayed to God daily. And thus they convinced the sitting king at that juncture, King Darius, to decree a law that would prevent the citizens from praying and beseeching anyone but him. And as a result of Daniel's resolve to serve God no matter what, by continuing in this instance to pray to our Lord daily, 3 times a day at that, he was thrown into a den of lions. Or in a 21st century setting, into a place for us of extreme disadvantage, a state of antagonism and hostility. And then the den itself was sealed by a large obstructive stone, meaning Daniel had no visible or no earthly way out. But this is when our Lord shows himself faithful to his servants the most, because in the case of Daniel, he supernaturally muzzles the mouths of the lions and transcendentally drops down a guardian angel through the floor of the ceiling of the den to sit and watch over Daniel all night long, serving as his keeper and his protector. And isn't that how God still does us today? How many of us can testify to God's faithfulness as we have witnessed how he has silenced our adversaries, turning those very people, places, and things, those very circumstances that were meant to harm us into a fertile ground of growth and strength for us and a setting of glory and honor to him? Or how many of us can testify to how God has divinely dropped angels at our doorstep in the form of family members, friends, neighbors, and even strangers at some of our darkest moments, and how he has used them to literally snap us back from the depths of our fatal thoughts and the pit of our destructive actions? And so I do revisit these stories each year for inspiration. But then I too consider these servants' personal attributes for my motivation. You see, in the book of Daniel, God so graciously lays out for us the characteristics of these men who were found worthy to serve and win others to him. For you do know that because of their steadfastness, all of those who witnessed their miraculous deliverance did bless the God they served. I encourage you to read the full text for yourself. And if you were to read verse 4 of chapter 1, it indicates that these young men, by the world's standards, were attractive, intelligent, cultured, knowledgeable, and skilled. And verses 8 through 15 reveal that by God's standards, they were disciplined, committed, and sold out to Him. For when Daniel and his friends were selected by the king's court to serve because of their worldly favor, Daniel then requested that he and his friends not be required to eat the portion of meat and drink from the king's table, but continue to follow the diet prescribed for his people by the King of Kings. And as a result of the discipline and commitment to God, the word says in verse 15 that God proved them to be healthier and more attractive than all of the others who did eat from the king's table. So sometimes I wonder where some of us get this idea that one's worldly efforts must contend with his or her spiritual pursuits. That is, that the care taken in one's appearance, endeavors of excellence in one's craft, the acquisition of knowledge and understanding of one's culture and surrounding world must conflict with one's ability to be spiritual and holy. At least for me, these scriptures suggest otherwise. In fact, I would argue that they infer that in order for us to most effectively serve God and bring others to Him, we must learn the critical skill of keeping in balance the natural and the spiritual. That is, we must learn how to be in the world, but not of the world. And I just praise God that He gives us the opportunity, not just at the first of the year, but every day of the year to work on striking that balance. So here's to a year of purpose. Here's to a year of balance in 2011. May God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Turner and My Daily Grace, visit www.cynthiaturner.org. God's grace towards us deserves our devotion to Him.